Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's TSMC Chalk Talk with Development, IBM Tivoli Storage Managers for Applications and Databases Version 6 Updates. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Tricia Zhang. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Chalk Talk. This is our fourth Chalk Talk with Development for the TSM 6 product release. If you're interested in listening to the previous recordings, we did one on the database upgrade, we did one on reporting and monitoring, we did one on dedupe, and then obviously we have today's on the TSM for databases and applications. Today we have Chris Thurimba, who is the architect for the database and application series of products for TSM, and we also have Cyrus Nilchin. There's additional education available for you on this topic out on distance learning, which is available to both the IBM Merchant Business Partners. Cyrus has recorded a full-length presentation on the new features in TSM 6. In addition, we have a lab that's currently running. It's a remote lab that IBM Merchant Business Partners can log into. So if you're interested in kicking the tires on the new enhancements with individual mailbox restore, please sign up for that lab and give it a whirl. With that, I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to Cyrus Nilchin.
Hi. Good morning and good afternoon. I will briefly cover on the update for our TSM 4 data protection family now. Please keep in mind this call is really mentioned to be a Q&A call. So the idea is that you basically already went through that presentation or that you already went through the distance learning classes that are available. So anyways, I'll start right now and give a brief overview, and then we just open it up for any type of questions that you have concerning the data protection family here. So let me start with slide number 2. This is for TSM for ERP. And TSM for ERP provides data protection for SAP, and what we have introduced now in the new version is that we are exploiting a new function of the Beard SAP's BR tools. That would be SAP DBA, and it's basically a snapshot function, and it allows for direct management of the restore process. It also allows for dual disk and or tape backups. So you can actually drive a near zero impact backup through these tools now. So you can basically use the SAP tools, or you can use the tools that we provide to drive this near zero impact backup schema from for SAP databases. This is true for Oracle, and for DB2, we have our own tools to do that. SAP does not support DB2 within their BR tools. Next function that we've introduced was DB2 cloning. So we basically allow for a redirected restore. You basically back up an SAP database on DB2, and then we restore that database to a different spot, to a different disk or to a different directory. And we also adjust the SAP configuration files during this process. Basically, you can go from one SAP SID to another one just by simply clicking on that feature. And that's why we call this cloning. Please do not confuse this with functions that we have in TSM for advanced copy services, which allow for flash copy-based operations or flash copy-based cloning solutions. This one is a redirected restore, so the data are going to TSM and then they're being restored to some other spot. Okay, we've also added Windows 2008 support, and that was about it for TSM for ERP. Now on slide 3, there is a couple of words for TSM for mail. So you basically support now Lotus Domino 8, 8.5, and that's for Domino. And the big change, or actually our biggest new function that we have in our family, is in TSM for Mail Data Protection for Microsoft Exchange. This new version now supports single-click individual mailbox recovery. I'm specifically saying single-click here because we did support individual mailbox recovery in our older versions as well, but it was not a single-click type of support. So you had to actually go through two or three steps in order to get an individual mailbox back. Now with a new version, it's single click. And I talk about this on the next slide in more detail. There's one more thing that I would like to mention, is that we made a statement that all of our software, which is includes TSM 4 products, is now supported in virtual environments. So we support VMware and we also support Hyper-V. So that's a generic statement. Nevertheless, we have also tested specific versions explicitly with Hyper-V and also Windows 2008. And that is true for our TSM for Mail product and for our TSM for Data databases product for SQL Server as well. So we basically support everything with some limitations inside virtual environments. Okay, let's switch gears and move on to slide 4. That's the item level recovery for Microsoft Exchange. So now with 6.1, the new feature is that we have one screen, and that screen basically is included in the TSM for Mail graphical user interface. Okay, it's not only available in the graphical user interface, it's also available from the command line, okay? But the key here is that it is a single-click type of solution. So you select the database, let me rephrase this. You select the mailbox, the individual mailbox that you want to restore. You can also filter this mailbox, so you can say, I want to have everything from, you know, Robert Nelson, but I only want to have the emails that have a certain text in the subject text field. So you can filter the individual emails or the individual objects that you want to restore, and then you click on Go, and that's it. So you don't have to... Assuming you have Windows, the new version of Exchange, which is 2007, then you do not have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about recovery storage groups. You don't have to set up anything. You just select the mailbox, click on it, and it's being restored. You also do not need, and again, you do not need an extra server for this, okay? So it's really done all within the TSM for Mail graphical user interface. We support the entire inbox. We support deleted items that are in the deleted items folder, in the recycle bin, basically. Drafts, journal entries, calendar entries, notes, and also user folders. And we support this for Exchange 2003 and Exchange 2007. Now, what our solution differentiates from others that are out there is that we use, in a very smart way, certifiable Microsoft, standard Microsoft APIs, which are approved from Microsoft for this purpose. So we basically use, this is, again, under the covers, so you don't have to deal with this. We use under the covers the recovery storage group function of Exchange to provide this functionality. So what differentiates us from other vendors out there that we don't have, you know, reverse engineered anything here. We don't have, you know, we're not using inappropriate APIs. We are using the official APIs to do that. And that really sets us apart from everything else that's on the market. Okay, let's switch gears to slide 5. What have we done for TSM for databases? So as you know, we have basically two flavors of this product. One supports Microsoft SQL Server. And this one, we support Microsoft Server 2008. We also support this in a virtualized environment and Windows 2008 as well. For Oracle, that's the other version. We have we support AIX 6.1, and that's about it. All the other enhancements went into TSM for advanced copy services for Oracle that we've done in version 6.1. DB2, I just want to mention it here. We don't sell a data protector for DB2, so it's not part of TSM for databases, but it is technically like a data protector, and it comes with DB2, and it's part of a DB2 delivery. And really, to get news on this, you have to go to the DB2 site and see what was going on there. But basically, they keep their TSM support up, and they basically follow us, and they're maybe with a short time lag right after we release new functions in TSM Server. Okay, slide number 6, TSM for SharePoint. There was a big enhancement here. We had a separate talk on this. I just want to mention it here again. We have a platform recovery feature now built into the product. This is basically used for disaster recovery support. And what you can do here is you can basically, with a single click, you can backup or schedule a backup for a complete Microsoft SharePoint farm, and you can then restore individual items from this a platform type backup. So that was a big change. In the past, you could do disaster recovery to a certain extent. But now you have full disaster recovery support, and we can still provide individual item recovery. So that's the new feature here. There's VSS support that is also being built in. So now TSM for SharePoint also uses Microsoft-approved APIs in order to provide backups, consistent backups. And this works across multiple Microsoft SQL Server databases, which are the underlying databases under SharePoint. Windows Server 2008 support in 32 and 60-bit versions. 32-bit, I think, is not officially supported from Microsoft at this point. I think there's only a beta out there, but and we do support definitely 64-bit. Microsoft System Center Operations Manager, SCOM support, so you can actually display TSM for SharePoint logs in Microsoft System Center Operations Manager. Now we have a plan to announce a new version of TSM for SharePoint actually in a couple of weeks, and you can find this in the TSM 6.1 announcement as a statement of direction. So as you know, our TSM for SharePoint is basically it's an OEM in from a company called FPoint, and they came out with a new version of the underlying .gov product, 5.1.2, which we will also basically rebrand as TSM for SharePoint in a couple of weeks. So in a couple of weeks, you will have even more functionality for backing up SharePoint environments with the new release that we basically bundle, which is DocF 5.1. Okay, slide 7. This is real quick on TSM for copy services. For TSM for copy services, we have included XIV support. So, of course, as you hopefully all know, TSM for copy services supports every provider which adheres to the Microsoft VSS specifications. So TSM for copy services supports IBM and non-IBM disk systems, okay? Nevertheless, we do test our own systems explicitly in our development lab. So we are providing specific tests for our disk systems to make sure everything runs smoothly. And we have now tested XIV. So XIV is now another disk system that can run under TSM for copy services. And not only this, we also have a specific function inside TSM for copy services, which is called Instant Restore. And Instant Restore is basically some sort of flashback function which allows to leverage the disk system's flash copy capabilities or snapshot capabilities to snap back very, very quickly. And this is an IBM-only development that we've done here. This is beyond the VSS specifications from Microsoft. So this is actually a competitive advantage, and we have that available now for XIV as well. Okay, slide number 8, TSM for advanced copy services. There's one thing we did which is not on that slide, and we have basically we've basically uplifted our TSM for ACS on Oracle into a common code base. So we now have one common code base for TSM for advanced copy services, which does include the plain or the native Oracle support. So that was, it's IBM internal, but still, I mean, there are some functions that we now have specifically in the field of password encryption and so on that we didn't have before. So right now, all of the flavors of TSM for advanced copy services are on a common code base. So that common code base now supports SAP, of course, Oracle, and DB2, 9.5, and also DB2 9, smaller than 9.5. And for SAP, it supports SAP on Oracle, and it supports SAP on DB2. For SQL Server, we use TSM for databases to back up SAP and TSM for copy services to provide user impact backup. Okay, what are the other updates now? Again, XIV. So we have tested XIV, and we officially support XIV. For TSM for advanced copy services, there is no generic support statement. So for TSM for advanced copy services, we explicitly test and explicitly support disk systems. And XIV now is a new part of the family. So now we support basically VS6 8000 SVC, XIV, and still under certain circumstances also the old ESS sharks. Another big thing that we did was incremental support. So we now support the incremental flash copy function of SVC with TSM for advanced copy services. Okay, and that was basically it. I think I kind of covered all the new updates that we have for our data protection family. There are some smaller things that I did not cover here. And for those, please go to our distance learning site and listen to the full presentation. So with this, I would like to open it up for questions. And please don't hesitate. Just ask as many questions as you can. We have enough time. And you can ask questions concerning the complete data protection family. So you can ask questions even if there's some TSM4 in which I did not cover. You can certainly ask questions for it.
And ladies okay. and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press *1 at this time. If you're using a speakerphone today, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is *1. And we'll go to William Mansfield with Logicalis.
Good morning. I have two questions. Well, first, thanks for having this call. It's always great to hear what's going on. But two questions. First, there's no uplift plan to version 6.1 for a lot of these products. I'm curious to know exactly what that means. This confuses customers when they can't get 6.1 versions of all the product. And the second question is, when will SAN volume controller space-efficient flash copy be supported?
Let me address the first one. And I'm Chris, are you okay taking the second one?
Yes,
maybe?
I'm fine.
Okay, so the first one, okay, what we did with 6.1 was the following. I apologize if this confuses customers, but we have, well, our data protection family is was a couple of weeks ago on level 5.5 basically, and only the products where we added new functions or new functionality are being uplifted to 6.1. So in other words, if we did not include a new function or a new feature, we kept it as TSM4, whatever, 5.5. So that's kind of like standard IBM policy. I mean, we wouldn't, just rename a product and not add any functionality or not add any new platforms. So that's kind of standard way we always release new versions. But in this context, I want to make one statement here, which is I think very important. All of our TSM4 products, all of them, work with TSM 6.1. So you can use TSM 4 version 5 and communicate with a TSM 6.1 server. We also have the two functions which are very important in our product portfolio. One, the individual mailbox recovery function. This is also backward compatible with a TSM 5.5 server. So you can deploy basically a TSM for mail 6.1 and run this with a TSM 5.5 server, okay? And that's, by the way, also true for TSM reporting and monitoring. So I think what I'm trying to say is that 5.5 versions in general work with 6.1 and to a certain extent vice versa.
Okay. For the second question, The short answer is that we expect to exploit SVC space efficient volumes as flash copy targets in the following or in the future release following 6.1. The reason we don't yet support it, you may know that SVC does not currently have support for flash restore from space efficient target volumes. And we're working with the SVC team, and that's one of the key functionalities we needed, and we're working with the SVC team to provide our support for space-efficient targets as the flash restore from space-efficient volumes becomes available.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, that clarifies it. Good.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is *1 if you have a question. And it appears we have no questions at this time.
Well, thanks, everyone, for joining the call today. As a reminder, please, this call has been recorded, so if you have colleagues who want to hear an overview of the new TSM for 6, TSM for database, TSM for application updates, you can point them to this call. We also have the extreme leverage pieces and the current remote labs going on right now that you can log into and actually try the individual mailbox restore. So with that, I'd like to thank Cyrus and Chris for putting on today's call.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. We thank you for your participation and wish you all a wonderful day.